Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Sanhedrin has prayed for Donald Trump to win re-election because of his effect on the Jewish state and preparations to rebuild the temple. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Sanhedrin has asked officially for God to re-elect Donald Trump. Very interesting development there among those who are interested in building the next temple in Jerusalem.
And Jimmy, a stand that very much reflects the Israeli public's view. Opinion surveys show 60% at least of Israelis would like to see Trump reelected. Again, the more conservative, the more religious a person is, the more they seem to be likely to vote for Donald Trump. And the Sanhedrin, of course, is making that call not based on Israeli public opinion, but what they believe is best for Israel in light of their belief in God.
He has been so beneficial to those who want to, number one, recognize Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel, and also recognize the Temple Mount as key. It's a key component of what the Orthodox community, and in particular the Sanhedrin, would like to see replicated in the presidential election. David, talk to me about politics in Israel. The U.S. elections are going to result in somewhat of a shakeup, are they not, in Israeli politics?
Well, again, it really depends on the results. We have, again, strong support for President Trump in Israel. Not that most Israelis are voting, but I always point out there's a couple hundred thousand American voters that live in Israel. In fact, it's one of the largest expat communities in any country on earth, and it's a pretty small country. So, yes, I mean, certainly the relations with the White House, Israel's closest ally, that's always at the top and center of Israeli politics. It was rocky under Obama. It was good under Trump. If Biden comes back, we'll see. But it looks like the Democratic Party is moving away from Israel more and more, and Kamala Harris has said some things that are questionable, etc. So we'll see what happens, but it certainly will have an influence.
David Dolan reporting on the Sanhedrin's prayer for Donald Trump to win re-election because of the effect it will have on the rebuilding of the temple and the state of Israel as well. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Sanhedrin, the 70 wise Jewish scholars that make up the Jewish court in the judicial system of Israel, believes that Donald Trump's re-election is best for the state of Israel, but also for the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. Remember, God does cause political leaders to make political decisions that will indeed fulfill his will. That's Revelation 17, verse 17. God's plan will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...